Drake Batherson is off a schneid here. This is his first goal of the season, and what a rocket this was.
At the Rink with Gord Wilson.
Good morning, Gord.
Good morning, Mr. Carroll.
I like headlines like this one. I mean, it's not the best headline would be Ottawa Senators look great in win.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ottawa Sun headline, Ottawa Senators kids look good in loss to Winnipeg Jets, is not a bad headline in a preseason game.
No, not at all. And you know what? It comes back to one thing that is an age-old truth in hockey. It comes down to goaltending and special teams. And Winnipeg on Tuesday night had two power play goals, and their number one goaltender, and one of the best in the NHL, in goal for the entire game. And he made several terrific saves. Connor Hellebuck did. And at the other end of the ice, the Senators didn't do much on special teams. They gave up two power play goals. And the goaltender who came in for the second half had an off night. Kevin Mandelazzi was not very good. And as a result, a real solid effort by the young players fell short. They lost 5-3 with an empty netter. So not a bad night at all. I think the team took away from that there are players that are still very much competing for a job in the NHL. And you know what? The interesting thing about training camp, Bill, is you can go into the regular, you can go into training camp with almost a set roster. You know who's going to be on the team, who's not. But because injuries are so prominent in the league nowadays, you need to find out who's going to be that first call-up, that second call-up. And there are players who realize that and are really, really putting out a good effort.
Okay, you can maybe help me clear up some confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some reading last night because I knew you'd be on this morning. I know it doesn't sound like I do any homework, but I did. And there were a couple of different articles I read. One suggested that Nikita Zaitsev may not make the lineup, may not make the top six anyway on defense on this team. And then I read the same Ottawa Sun article I was just quoting from with the positive headline, talked about how Eric Brandstrom has a spot locked up and then named a bunch of people who don't. They didn't name Nikita Zaitsev. I know he didn't have a great season last year, but
right,
it's hard for me to imagine he wouldn't make the top six. What's going on there?
Hard for me to as well. He does need a good solid camp because he had an off season. There's no question about that. He makes over $4 million annually. It's no secret that I think the team would probably like to include him in some sort of trade that would bring back a younger, perhaps more skilled right side defenseman. That being said, everybody is entitled to the thought of and the possibility of a bounce-back season. Can it be done with Nikita Zaitsev? That remains to be seen. DJ Smith has maintained, and I think it's safe to say that Nikita Zaitsev has been somebody that the coach relies on and trusts. And really, that's the best relationship you can have if you're a player. If your coach trusts you, regardless of whether you're having an off season or not, it's a good thing. And going
well,
into this,
I know that DJ Smith was his defensive coach in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and Leaf fans were upset with that. And I think it was an overpay for him, but
yep.
he showed some real promise in his first couple of seasons with the Leafs. I thought, anyway.
Yeah.
But DJ knows what he has in him. That's why, and then I hear about, you know, the Sens need help on defense. That's not where they're strongest. That's why it's hard for me to imagine he doesn't make the top six.
Yeah, I do too. And DJ has come out and said the best six will play. Simple as that. So if Nikita Zaitsev doesn't start off very well, and there are other young players who do, there's a good possibility that he may be top seven. Like, there's no question they're going to carry seven defensemen on this team. Who is that seventh guy remains to be seen. Could it be Nikita Zaitsev? Absolutely it could. Could it be Eric Brandstrom? Yes, absolutely it could. Jacob Bernard Dockers had a heck of a training camp so far, and he's been one of Ottawa's better defensemen in the two games that he's played, including Tuesday night in Winnipeg, where he faced top NHL players. So is there a chance that he makes the jump? Yes, there is. Is there a chance Lassie Thompson makes the jump? 100%. Is there a chance that the Senators actually make a trade before the start of training, before the start of the regular season? There is. It's a slim chance, but there is that opportunity. I think it's all about comfort, and it's all about expectation. And as young players progress, expectations get a little bit higher. And in a case of Jacob Bernard Docker, for instance, if he's having an exceptional camp and he's going to get a chance to play a few more games in preseason, there's a pretty good chance that he could be penciled in. And if he's penciled in as a top six defenseman, it's likely Nikita Zaitsev is penciled in as, if he's still on the team, your number seven defenseman.
Who would you tell me to watch out for? So not they've brought in some big names we know over the summer, and we know who the great players were last year. But yep. If I'm going to a game, I'd say, who should I watch for? Who's going to surprise me and excite me? Does a name come to mind?
Well, Ridly Gregg started to practice with the team yesterday without a jersey that indicates he can't receive contact. So he's now a full participant in training camp. And this is a former first-round pick who had an absolutely terrific World Junior Championship this summer. He was one of Canada's best until he got hurt. And he hurt his shoulder, and that's the reason why we haven't seen him in training camp yet until this weekend. It's likely he's going to play either in Belleville or Saturday night at home against the Montreal Canadiens. So he's one of them. Another player who we have seen who is really, really close to making this team will wear number 47. Mark Kastelic is a mammoth of a man and really does have his sights set on a bottom six forward position. In other words, and he's a centerman, it's likely this team is going to give him every opportunity to become the fourth line centerman on this team. And if that be the case, he's somebody obviously that we'll want to watch. Number 47 didn't have the greatest game, I don't think, in Winnipeg. And the interesting thing about training camp is it not only just an opportunity for young players to show what they can do and make the team, but they can also, in pressure situations, show what they can't do. And I think there's quite a bit of pressure on this young man in that he knows he's close. And he got a taste of NHL action last year, 16 games, and performed very well at the NHL level. And here's the rub again. The coach loves him, and the coach has a wonderful amount of trust in him. But he also knows about the kid's development. DJ said the other day, if he's 28 years old, he's on the team. But he's 23, and there's still room for improvement. And if that improvement comes at the minor league level for half a season or for even the full season, the organization won't be afraid to do just that.
Just before I let you go, Gord.
Yeah.
Strangest thing I've seen in an NHL game. I don't think it would have happened in a regular game, but it's an exhibition game. The Toronto Maple Leafs have so many injuries on defense right now.
Yeah.
And they've got a player who's unsigned, who's, you know, sitting it out.
Yep.
That they had two forwards play defense in an NHL game.
Kelly Yarncroke and Alex Kerfoot had to move down from the forward position to play defense.
You ever seen that?
Sergei Fedorov used to play defense all the time. And I haven't seen it, so it's a big time rarity for sure. But it's a bit disconcerting, I would think, for the
Toronto.
They're
in trouble. They're in trouble, the Leafs.
Yeah, this bodes well for Sandin, doesn't it? Because in this first-round pick, who's in a contract situation right now, they're going to need him a little bit more here if the injuries continue to mount. But, yeah, no Jordy Benn, and they're running thin, as Sheldon
said. Yeah, they had two hurt early. Alex Kerfoot said he just wanted to skate backwards as little as possible. Just keep moving forward.
There you go.
There's a real chance for the Senators here because they have – the last couple of seasons, they've come out of the gate a little slow.
Yep.
The Leafs are going to have their hands full because of injuries, including to their captain, mm-hmm. John Tavares. So this is the time to win games early on. If you want to be in a competitive spot trying to get a playoff position, you got to start winning games right away. And there's an opportunity here because, you know, one of the better teams they're going to fight with is the Toronto Maple Leafs. And they're going to have at least, I would think, a month of real difficulty putting out a decent team together with all the injuries they have.
And I also think on the 15th of October, when the Senators meet Toronto in Toronto, that might be the third game in four nights for the Leafs. I think they open up the season with 3-4. And with no John Tavares and any other possibilities of injuries, it's you're right, it is going to be in tough. And you have to take advantage of every opportunity without question.
Thank you, Gord. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill. You too. Cheers.
Gord Wilson, color commentator for the Ottawa Senators on TSN 1200. It's The Morning Rush.